Lawmakers in Ohio and Pennsylvania have yet to approve the Great Lakes Compact, but many advocates already thinking ahead to the next hurdle, approval by the U.S. Congress. Keith Riopelle with the group Clean Wisconsin thinks that will happen, given what's at stake.
There have actually been very real proposals, for example, for China to access the Great Lakes water, which tells you what a precious commodity it is. It's really, we believe, in the entire country's interest to leave the management of the Great Lakes waters in the hands of the Great Lakes states and not let it become, you know, a free-for-all.
Even though the delegations from the eight Great Lakes states are outnumbered in Congress, Riopelle expects the others will sign off on the compact, and he says action in Washington may not be far off.
As more states ratify the compact, it's going to put a tremendous increased pressure on those that have not to get it done. So I would actually expect to see the remaining states get this done relatively soon.
Legislatures in Wisconsin and Michigan approved the compact last week, and Governors Jim Doyle and Jennifer Granholm are expected to sign those bills into law. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.